Dennis Seward, DennisSeward. Dennis Seward is a victim of a automobile accident. Date of birth is 5/8/58. Date of accident was 1/21/2020. Mr. Dennis Seward started having pain in the neck, across the shoulder, both shoulders, as well as mid back and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg, as numbness and tingling involving all the five fingers, and also the big toe and the second toe of the foot. The pain in the right leg was shooting all the way around. Patient report that his pain in the shoulder is now 60% to 70% improved, as well as his right leg is not numb anymore, and the pain in the lower back is improving. Because of the lumbar epidural steroid injection, he has obtained 2 times in the past. His main concern is the neck pain and upper back pain, and he wants to get an injection in the neck area for sure. And these pains have been continuous, along with the headaches and symptoms of PPI, which are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, blurred vision. Patient is undergoing a evaluation with the neuropsych people and neurologist, psychiatrist. He was hit into the passenger front and the T-bone accident, leading to these issues and these symptoms. The MRIs were found positive for the injury to the both shoulder supraspinatus, as well as into the multi-level disc herniation and bulging disc in cervical and thoracic region. No relief has been obtained with the conservative treatment in the last several years. He never had any injections. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 151/90, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam was the same from previous visit, which is okay. 8/8/2023, dictation number 0809-081. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to, in the history, please mention that pain level is between 6 and 7. The ADLs are affected 6 to 9. 70% relief is obtained in various areas, especially the shoulders and the shoulder and the lower back. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review. And additional history, as well as current pain medications, which is Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination, as I said, blood pressure is 151/90, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 8/8/2023, dictation number 0809-081. Along with diagnosis, plan will be to continue the physical therapy once a week with the traction, massage, McKenzie back program. Patient is advised to continue infrared treatment, laser heat, wet water heat. He is allowed to work on a light duty job. His maps and labs have been reviewed. His medications were filled, and they are as follows. He is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day. 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for help with the stomach healing. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2, every 6 hour PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram once in a PRN and for sleep and anxiety. Lyrica 50 milligram for neuropathic pain. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour for headaches. The patient is otherwise stable. He is continuing his therapy. He sleeps using a cervical pillow. And patient is supposed to go neuropsych evaluation, that he has not made it. He is quite busy to do all the things, all the treatment protocols.